Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and aestheticians, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. That's right, brothers and sisters, we may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Venus, Eros, or Brahma Ramadama. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. And this is Sex Central here on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, right here on Radio Susie One. And I am Susie, Dr. Susie, your pleasure preacher, darling. And I try to practice what I preach every once in a while, so I surround myself with dildos and vibrators and sexy people, such as here in my studio, here in Dr. Susie Speakeasy, in the soul of downtown L.A. We have on our controls, he's so controlling, Brother Joe. You have a control compulsion, do you think?
Not really, not at all.
No, that makes it so that you can control, you know, easily.
I just tend to manipulate, that's all.
Manipulating our sound, Brother Joe.
I push things certain ways.
And pushing things in other ways is Sister Terry.
Hello, hello.
Communicating with you all through our various online communities, and we have sprouted our Blog Talk Radio widget hither and yon, I guess, so people could be listening from anywhere. Is that right, Terry?
They could be listening from anywhere. MySpace, Facebook, anywhere.
They're listening from somewhere.
I hope they're listening from somewhere.
This is our second Saturday night on Blog Talk Radio. We're just beginning. We're not virgins. We can't blame that yet still, but we are new, and somehow I just don't quite get it yet. But we're refugees from Skype. And, of course, we're always on drsusanblock.com. That's our main domain where you can always listen to the show, as well as watch our wild and crazy, orgiastic bacchanals that occur here every once in a while at the legendary speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. So right now we're not really bacchanaling. We're just kind of hanging out around the console. We also have Sister Jess here. Good evening, Sister Jess.
Good evening, Susie.
Oh, I can't hear her. Can we bring her up a little, or can you just kiss that microphone a little
evening,
more
Susie.
Intimately? Yeah, that's it. That's
here.
It. Yes.
Okay. You sound so sexy.
Very sexy. Everyone like sexes up their voice. All right, and Brother Brandilio is here as well.
Hi.
Now there's a good, strong, masculine voice. That's what I like to hear. Brother Tony is pacing around and around and around, and then everybody's having a chilling time here at the speakeasy tonight. Sister Lucy is providing ashtrays, and we're all here, kind of getting ready for next Saturday, which is going to be a big night for the mellowers in the speakeasy. We have a mellow contingent. Some of us aren't so mellow.
We're all mellow.
You guys are mellow, and you're celebrating the 10th anniversary, so we got the speakeasy kind of shaped up last night, and we're just having a good time waiting and creating. And if you want to give us a call and talk with us about any aspect of sexuality or anything in general, we're pretty open tonight. Sex, love, life, and death. That's our subject matter. So that pretty much covers everything. And our number, wherever you are, is 213-749-1330. That's 213-749-1330. So what are you guys up to these days? Sister Terry, you have a hangover today?
I do have a hangover today, as well as Sister Jess, actually.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover.
We're both.
You have a little hungover. Yeah. You had some good partying last night?
Yeah, we were moving stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the moving going on, but I think the partying went on past the moving.
It did.
The bondage cross is now very secure, and that we're glad about.
Everything looks great. I waited until after all the heavy lifting and directing had been done, and then Sarah was back, and there were still two bottles of wine. So here I am today, still with a headache.
The floor of the bathroom is really clean, too.
There was some good drinking. And was the floor of the bathroom messed up before?
Apparently.
I think there's something on the floor or something.
Really? I mean, did it have something to do with the drinking? Are you telling me that it was a mess, but it's cleaned up now?
I believe so. I think somebody got in there.
Was it a human being or a cat that did it?
It looked like it may have come from a human being, probably.
Was this, a sex act, or?
no, I just got
a rainbow shower?
No, I just got two.
Somebody couldn't aim right? Some girl tried to pee like a boy?
What you've done.
Actually, I think it was someone, revisiting Wendy's.
The second coming of Wendy.
Sister Wendy gives us a comeback. Okay, well, so that's clean. So was there any sex last night? I mean,
No.
No.
With all those...
I think there was some heavy
making out. Young people. I mean, and all the guys took their pants off.
They all took their pants off. But what they did is they hung out pantsless together.
I was glad.
Totally
gay. Well, they had big, baggy boxers, you know, for the most part.
I wear them
tight. Little speedos. You know, they were all pretty big, baggy boxers. I mean, nice legs on the guys. I couldn't complain about the legs.
Who could, really?
You know, I mean, yeah, they were pretty all pretty okay legs. Nothing to be ashamed of. No one showed their third leg, though.
Hmm. Oh, no.
No bravery
there.
There
was some accidental showing.
It was really accidental showing. It was, there was some peeking.
The mouse was out of the house.
Did you get a picture of that?
No.
I don't think that I did.
Oh,
I turned away.
I thought you were an investigative photographer here.
Right? You're in charge of all, you and KZ are in charge of all of our photogenic needs.
Oh, that is true, but you made sure that, you know, the mouse was back in its house.
It wasn't me. It was a fellow. It was man to man, and I was lucky enough to overhear.
It was man to man.
It was man to man, and I'm standing near the
like
men.
Bonobos doing penis testing.
Like
I don't know. All I hear is very quietly.
Okay, we have someone who wants to talk about jacking off.
All right.
Probably man.
I do
my
that
great
a lot.
Man to man story.
Tony,
he's gone now.
Tony, in North Hollywood.
Which
line two?
Line two. Line two, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. So you want to talk about jacking off?
Yeah, is it? First I want to say you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You're very smart.
You're gorgeous.
Great taste on this color.
Who are you with?
I'm with Terry here, Sister Terry, and Jess, and Bran, and Joe. And Heather, I've got a small party going on.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I like to jack off a lot. And
me too.
Thank you for telling us. Yes, sharing. Yes, we all, I think,
sharing
like to jack or jill off at different times.
Is that normal? Is that a good thing?
I would say that right off the top of my head, either head, it is a normal good thing. I mean, you know, you can do it too much, like to the point you get skin abrasions.
Well, that's just a mess.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, even sometimes, you know what I like to do with my girlfriend?
What?
Like, she'll lay on her stomach, and I just squeeze her butt, and I jack off on it.
Really?
Instead of having sex, I don't know, that feels so good.
Aw, well, that sounds sweet. So how does she feel about that?
Is that good?
Well, I want to know how she feels about that before I judge whether that's good or not.
She likes it because...
She likes it?
Well, you know, I do have a lot of... I keep her satisfied because I do have...
She just kind of puts up with that.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, first I have to make her then satisfy her first.
Oh, okay, so that's something you like to do, and she just has to lay there, so it doesn't sound like, you know, it's too much work for her.
She'll just be there watching TV while I do that.
Oh, okay, so you kind of like watching TV?
Yeah, she might actually like that.
Does she watch anything in particular?
Yeah, are you guys getting off to sitcoms together or what?
Yeah, she's watching soap operas.
Not General Hospital.
Yes,
General Hospital?
That's one of them.
You made Brother Brown's night.
That's fabulous.
Now he's going to jack off thinking about your girlfriend.
While he's watching
General Hospital.
Yeah.
Right. So you jack off in General Hospital in a way.
Yeah. You're gorgeous.
Well, you're a sweet guy, you know. Do you live with your girlfriend?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And so how long have you two been together?
We've been together about 4.5, five years.
5 years? Oh, that's a long time. You're practically married.
It's okay.
She lies there and lets you, you know, masturbate all over her butt while she's watching General Hospital, and it's just okay?
That's a special lady. That's the kind that, you know, makes lasagnas and brings them to your work. That's a keeper.
No, yeah, that's the kind that makes lasagnas with files in them and brings them
to you.
She's a swinger.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's a swinger?
Yeah.
And are you a swinger also?
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really? Well, even better. So then you, even for variety, you don't have to leave her.
Well, sometimes she'll lay on her, lying on the bed, and while I'm jacking up, grabbing your butt, should be pleasuring another man.
Really?
Really?
Wow, that's complicated. But
that's one
nice. I mean, that's like a threesome with, you know, two guys and a girl, huh?
Yeah.
And so you're man enough to handle that. I'm really proud of you, Tony.
Oh, yeah, because the sex is great.
Okay. And you practice safe sex, like with me.
Oh, yeah.
When you use these other guys, you know, because you are kind of using them. Which is okay.
Yeah.
They're using you too, and it's cool.
They're like really beneficial.
Yeah.
So where do you find these guys?
Oh, just friends.
Just friends? You got some lucky friends. They can all have sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah. It'll be the usual friend. It's not like just anybody off the street, you know.
Now, do you two just do your girlfriend, or do you sometimes do each other?
No,
you guys?
Pretty much I just do my girlfriend.
You do your girlfriend, she does the other guy, and...
Yes.
You know, but... You don't really touch each other, the two guys.
No, no. She don't have sex with the other guy. She'll just, you know, pleasure him mouth-wise.
Well, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I consider that sex.
Yeah.
I consider a blowjob sex. Although...
Oh, yeah, it is. Me too.
You know, I understand what you mean. I speak that language. I know you mean intercourse. And so she doesn't have intercourse with the other guy.
No. I'll do it from behind when she does that.
You do her from behind, right. You love that behind.
Yeah.
Where's she tonight?
Does she have a really nice behind?
Huh?
Okay, there's two questions.
Excuse me?
I am the senior citizen. Yeah. I will ask the first question. Where is she tonight?
At her mom's house. She lives with her mom.
She lives with her mom. I see. So even though you two kind of live together, she kind of goes back to mom every once in a while.
Yeah, we'll get together like maybe tomorrow or later on tonight.
You got a pretty sweet deal going there. Mom gets to take care of her, and, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
The part-time loving, that's good.
All right.
Good time.
I got the emotional state now. Now, Bran wants to know about the state of her butt. Like, can you describe it physically?
Is it really nice? Like, is it really round? Like,
what?
Could you describe the ass for me?
Her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's light-skinned. But she still has a little tan from a cheese tree.
Nice.
Oh, tan line.
Her hip to thigh ratio is, like, beautiful. She has, like, a nice skinny waist.
I like the way you put
that.
Her hip to thigh ratio.
That
sounds very evolutionary biology.
So when can we come over?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, wow. Hip to thigh ratio.
Right on.
I'm ready to party.
Okay. So.
I understand now. I understand.
So,
are you going to be on TV later?
Well, this is actually not TV. This would be radio. Yeah, right.
You going to be on TV?
This is HBO. No.
All right.
We sometimes do HBO specials, but you're not on that one.
What do you like to do? Do you like to do that?
Do I like to do that?
Yeah.
What? That? Yeah, I do. I like to do all of that.
We do it all, baby.
Okay,
what's that?
One of my favorites. you're gorgeous. I thought I've seen you on TV. I was just like, fuck you so hard.
Aww, you're so sweet, Tony. Well, you want to come for us now? Because you've been very descriptive and entertaining, and so if you want, you can come on the air.
Yeah, in a little bit.
In a little bit. Okay, never mind. No, if you can't come on command, forget it.
Can we take more than one caller at once on Blog Talk Radio?
I don't know.
Maybe another swinger would call in, and we could hook it up. And
hook it up?
They could come for us.
Well,
we on the radio?
Probably
you
could. I mean, I don't know if we can. You mean
you
put
sound
the,
so beautiful.
Me?
She is quite beautiful.
Oh, this is Terry.
What's your name?
I'm Sister Terry.
Terry?
Terry.
Oh, what color is your hair?
Red, sometimes.
Oh, that's what I pictured when I heard your voice.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I thought he was in love with me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
She's hot, too.
You know,
he's actually
kind of KTV-ing it up with her. That's right.
We need a whole room. Love for both of you.
Oh, yeah.
And perhaps Jeff as well.
Have you ever been
in a
threesome with another girl?
I would have signed you said mine.
Have you been in a threesome with another girl?
Terry.
What was that?
No, this isn't Terry. This is Dr.
That's
Susie.
That's our exalted Lady Susan.
Please, excuse me. I'm asking an important question. I'm going to tell your experience. Have you ever been with two women?
With who?
Two girls.
Two chicks
girls.
At the same time, man.
Two girls?
I have you?
I've been with two girls.
Oh, okay. Because you told us about when you were with a guy and your girl, but you didn't tell us about being with two girls.
Yeah, how does it work when you're with two girls?
In the ass while she sucks the other guy's dick.
Yeah, we did hear about that.
What about two chicks?
Would you suck my dick?
No.
You know, we're trying to ask you a question here. We're trying to get, we want a description.
Redhead Terry.
Redhead Terry.
Hey, yo, Red. He's talking to you.
What can I do for you?
It's blow time.
He wants you to blow.
I don't know. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, maybe you should do something for Terry.
You get the dow tone.
No, that is not. Ouch. I guess you didn't really want that blowjob after all.
Maybe he's more into brunette.
Well, either that or as soon as you started yelling at him, he came.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope it's that one.
You'd love to make a guy come just by yelling
dominated.
At him.
That really, I really would.
I wonder if it's him
yelling
back.
Something. Anything.
Do you have another caller?
I don't know. But I'm going to give out the number, just in case anyone's listening.
Speak the number.
This is Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. And I'm Dr. Susie, your pleasure preacher. We're here with Brother Joe, Sister Terry, Sister Jess, Brother Brand.
Hi.
Was that Sister Jess?
That was Brother Brand.
No, I
know.
I'm going through
this
puberty right now.
Did you sing with a falsetto band when you were young?
I actually did.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, can you do a little... something for us, falsetto?
The reason that we're here.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, and Sister Heather is here, and probably some other people. I hear the pool balls clanking and clacking around. We're in a speakeasy here in the soul of downtown L.A., and we're talking about sex, which is not always so easy to speak about. But the way we do it, it kind of is. It's kind of, you know, what we speak about. So if you want to speak about sex, love, life, or death, you can call us. And our number is 213-749-1330. I have someone on Skype saying, hello, Dr. Susan. What do I do with him?
Ignore him.
Can I tell him to call me at Blog Talk Radio?
You can tell him to do that if you'd like.
Well,
really
what do
you.
I say?
Do you need me to come over there and do that for you?
Well, I mean, I could type it. Just call me at the number. Call
yeah.
me at
yeah.
213-749-1330.
Unless it's like
and
Patrick Beth. Or something like that.
What's it say? It doesn't say Patrick. It says Kaylin.
Do you know him?
Let me go. No,
he has
let
a
me come look.
Of two girls kissing each other.
Let me come look, because I don't even want to deal with that nonsense again.
Make
me get all Cleveland.
He said, okay. He just said, okay. So I'm going
to
encourage him. Great. Okay, maybe he's calling now. If this is a man, it might be a woman named Kaylin. It's a picture of two women. Although you never know when you see a picture. I mean, we have the most beautiful picture of two women on Bonobo Way. And who is it? It's Brian.
It's Brian.
Bromeo.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought that was one. It was a dude and a girl at this picture.
Yeah, before I met him, I expected him to look like Boy George. I really did.
Yeah.
And when I met him, I was like, you are not Boy George.
No.
Yeah.
Anti-Boy George.
Really looking cool, actually.
What's up? Are you singing?
Yeah, I was doing some Boy George for you. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, Aiden Blow.
Okay, we have a lot of singing going on tonight. This is a musical
the theme
night.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Bran has a new track.
Track.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that for a minute?
A fat track.
Okay, let's hear about the track, Brand.
Okay, so
your first interview.
Oh, awesome.
You can even create the first question.
Okay.
Ask it of yourself, just like you're kind of cross-examining yourself. Here, yes, you can take more of the microphone there.
I'll take
get
more
right
of the
up,
mic now.
Get right up to it.
So, Brandilia. Yes, Brandon? I just wanted to know, where do you get the ideas for your songs? Well, that's a good question, Brandon. No, I'm Brandilia. Wait. Which one are you then? Oh, okay.
I didn't mean a whole dialogue.
It's no good yourself
and yourself. I just can't. You can create the first question. Okay, where do you get your ideas? That's the first question. Where do you get your ideas?
So pretty much I just try and think of all the nerdiest things that could come to mind. And then I apply my real world knowledge and know-how to these weird off-the-wall things that I know either nothing about or very little about.
Example, please.
Let's
Silent Raider.
Well, in this new song, I write about jumping in Cylon Raiders, which are the bad guys in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
I'm a big nerd and I love sci-fi.
Wait, I am not that big a nerd. These are who?
Battlestar Galactica.
It's what we sit and watch in my room all day.
Yeah.
That what you said. I thought it was General Hospital.
No,
that
that's
too,
just
that
once a day.
Okay, so Battlestar Galactica, I mean, it's just a sci-fi comic booky kind of
It's just about like some robots that become smart and try and kill the human race.
It actually has a very deep meaning.
And right.
Actually it has the hidden
give us
secret.
The meaning, Brother Joe.
Give
us the meaning of Battlestar Galactica. Now.
I'm not saying.
And throw in some sex, please, because I'm.
This I can actually
definitely
do.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good, very good.
All right. Battlestar Galactica was, it's literally based off the Mormon religion, the secret teachings of the high-level Mormon religion of Joseph Smith, believes in.
Four wives.
Oh, multiple wives. They're all about it. The higher you can get in the hierarchy of
sister
the Mormon
wives.
Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bone as many chicks as basically you can get your fingers on.
I don't know if this is exactly describing Battlestar Galactica, but
no,
it's
no,
interesting.
But
I like
no,
the sexy version
I'm gonna, I'm segueing into
it. I know. All right.
I didn't know the Mormon side of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, the average person is not aware of the Mormon side of Battlestar Galactica. And that's why I'm gonna expose it.
I think Sister Carrie's a little disturbed by this Mormon.
I love Battlestar Galactica.
But polygamy, the Mormon.
You don't want sister wives.
But literally, it's an allegory for the OG story of our creation. Like literally, there was a creator race that was that created some slaves, and those slaves rose up and got into spaceships and were chased down, and they decided to land here on Earth. And if you watch Battlestar, you'll definitely see these things. And along the way, they have to battle with an evil race that is basically trying to conquer them that was once their slaves. It's a very strange and weird story, but if you watch BSG, you will know that's exactly what they're trying to get at.
So do the guys have several wives?
In the Mormon religion, big time.
But I mean, in Battlestar Galactica.
Because it's so anti-Christian, the Mormon religion actually dropped the polygamy thing because, you know, they basically tried to conform.
Have they
so
really?
They can be more
not
acceptable.
Not according to HBO.
Not in every sect of it. It's just like Christianity. You're going to have sex within sex or
and
cult
sex
within cult.
It has a lot of roots sex. Within mythology as well.
Absolutely.
Though. A lot of roots in mythology.
That like basic story.
Greek mythology?
Greek mythology, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, tell us, Sister Terry.
Oh, my. Well, the 12 tribes of Kobal.
Exactly. The 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah, 12 tribes
Greek,
of Kobal.
That's Hebrew.
No, but,
but they're all related.
And they're all kind of blended, really, because their gods are Athena, Apollo, Zeus, Hera.
Classic transliteration of the gods.
Okay, so where's the sex? I mean...
Oh, wait. Okay, we want to talk about that. There's sexy Cylon sex. It's, sexy female robots that when they have sex, their backs turn like red and they're really hot and they're like
when they
a
have
bunch
sex,
of cloned versions of these hot
red.
Chicks.
No, there's like this, they have like a red strobe light that shoots from the length of their spine from the bottom, from the tailbone to their cerebral cortex, and it just goes up and down as they're having sex.
Oh,
and it's really hot.
Sexy, yeah.
Kind of interesting because, of course, you know, some female mammals have a red swelling when they're in heat.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's kind of, I guess, related to that.
This
all
is,
right. That's,
this is kind of weird being this close to Jeff and talking about sex.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah
so.
You're really. It's a little it's
hugging each other.
Yeah.
It is awkward. It is kind of homosexual. You guys do look like a couple of hobbits on a microphone over there.
You look like Siamese twins.
Yeah,
you
we're
know.
Joined at the head.
Yes, not separated at birth.
Not separated.
Okay, all right, so where do we get Battlestar Galactica?
From my music.
Oh, yes, your music,
yeah,
right, back to
my
music.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we had a little BSG chat there. Let's get back to focus.
Okay, so now, so you use this Battlestar. So do you talk in your rap about the
I rap about
turning red when they have sex?
Well, I rap about spaceships and
blowing shit up,
and being a supervillain and whatnot.
Being a supervillain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the bad guys are always the coolest, and they have like the coolest hair and the coolest clothes and the coolest guns, and they're always just so cool
spaceships.
And they don't have to care about.
And
but
chicks.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they always have the
chicks.
Hottest chicks. Strangely.
Personally, I am not into collecting cool guns. Does anyone here collect cool guns?
I have two cool
to.
Guns. I shouldn't admit it, but
no,
I do.
You do have cool guns?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Well, big time.
I'm pretty anti-gun.
Well, he doesn't bring them. You don't bring them here.
I'm all about defense. It's like, you know, when the man comes snapping on your door... You'll be asking for Joe for his assistance.
That's true. I surround
away.
Myself with men who know how to use guns, but I don't like them. I don't want
to
touch them.
I'm not here to hurt anybody.
Here to protect. He's here to serve and protect.
I have never killed an animal.
You're ready for a shootout.
Yeah, no. Yeah, when the time comes, I'll be there.
I will be running.
I got your number.
I will meet them at the door. I will meet them at the door.
And you'll blow each other away.
If someone's got to do it. If we don't stop them at the door, then who's going to do it?
You know, this testosterone is just amazing.
It really is.
It's contagious.
If anyone would like to hear this track of Brandilia's, you can just visit Susie's MySpace, where you can also listen to...
Oh, it's playing on my MySpace.
Right, that's the song on your MySpace.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I told you that three times.
Okay. Can we play it now?
We could.
Yeah.
You want to
play
it from... Okay, let's play it.
My computer.
Your computer, or should we play it from my computer?
If you've got a CD of it, I can play it over here.
A CD
of
it.
Does Leo have a CD?
Maybe we could send a messenger to someone who can get a CD. No one has a CD.
No, it's just on the internet.
Well, I'm sure we could.
Give the location. Give the MP3 location on the internet.
Yeah.
We could work this out. We have at least another hour. I mean, we don't have to use that whole hour, but we have it. So if they get on that, we can
at
make that
point,
happen at some point,
the,
right?
I think something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now what?
Well, why don't you guys call us? Come on.
Okay.
Why
don't you guys call us? That's a good way to get people to call.
Call us.
come on. Let us talk to you about sex.
There you go. And the number is, Terry, you know the number?
It's 213-749-1330.
That's
so,
really cute.
Thank you.
I looked up weird sex in the news, just, you know, in case I had a lull just like this one.
Okay.
And I saw that the Hong Kong police had to cut loose a man having sex with a park bench.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They needed a small saw to free a, quote, lonely 41-year-old man who tried to pleasure himself with a bench in Lan Tian Park. If he'd been stuck there any longer, doctors say they may have been forced to amputate his you-know-what.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Oh,
time to give in.
So I guess this is in between the slats and the bench?
No, okay. So
okay, you
know
how to
try
do
a water.
No, I actually saw it.
You had
try
sex
a
with
pie.
A
pie. Well, I didn't say
get
that. Try a balloon.
Maybe, perhaps. But it was one of those benches where, like, it's metal, and then there's the rubber covering it, but there's, like, holes in it.
Oh, so not a slatted bench.
It wasn't a slatted bench.
Not a slatted bench.
It was
bench.
A bench with holes in it.
Holes.
And he just happened to fit into one until he got engorged.
Ah.
Oh, and he got locked in.
And he got locked in
like
a dog.
Then it was like a Chinese finger trap.
Ooh. Ah, but you would think that would make him lose his erection and then he would, kind of fall
No,
back.
Actually, I think, like, at a certain point, once
it
gets engorged,
in.
It stops being able, like, to drain.
Oh, wow. That's
so
terrible.
You're stuck with a hard-on.
Like,
kind of the same way, like, some cock rings work.
Wow.
It keeps
rings.
The blood in the zone.
You can say anything you fucking want.
Well,
blood.
See, now some
Whoa.
People ask me if
Whoa.
Masturbation is dangerous. And this would be a dangerous form of masturbation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
My question would be, how long do you
You
think
have to talk into that microphone.
Yeah. How long do you think he thought about having sex with the park bench before he actually did it?
I doubt this was the first time.
No,
you
it's
think,
usually,
but
it does, no.
There must have been a first time.
Yeah.
It could have been the first time. It could have. We don't know that. We don't know any history here.
Well, see, I don't think you would.
He obviously didn't know what he was doing.
You just,
yeah.
just don't jump
go
into
so
a bank one day.
Time.
You start somewhere first.
That's what I'm saying.
You
think
you
would
just go part way in the
just
first
gave
time.
It the tip
it
at first. He just gave it the tip.
That's how you would do it. But, you know, this guy might have sex with a park bench
well,
in his own way.
I wouldn't have sex with a park bench. What I would do is, okay, so what I would do is take the box spring and take my mattress. And then
yeah.
take, like, a little sandwich bag.
Close.
And then throw some, like, lotion in that bad boy. Put it between the mattress and the box spring. Then, biggity bam, super tight.
Mattress in the box spring.
Yeah.
Very homey. Very, very homey.
Lock
yeah.
the door. Light some candles.
And how do you clean that up?
You just pull the sandwich bag out.
Oh, it's all in the bag.
Yeah.
All in
There's
the bag.
A lot of design behind that, Brandon.
Yeah.
Leo. I'm afraid.
There's a lot of Lonely Nights.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Lonely
no,
Nights
that's no
and Deep Space Nights.
Wow.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, that's a good one. Have you ever tried meat?
No, but I did try the banana.
You tried a banana?
Yeah, the warmed up banana.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what you do? Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay.
All right, this is where everybody finds out way too much about me.
That's
okay.
This radio
so,
show for you.
Yeah. So you take the banana, you cut off the end, scoop out like a half of it, and then throw it in the microwave for like 20, 30 seconds. To get a okay, maybe like 5 seconds. That is a little
okay.
long.
You yeah. know how to do this.
Oh, sorry, five seconds. You just want to get a little
warm,
and then you just
Oozy.
Throw it in a sock.
You're looking for knife.
No relation to the gun. Yeah,
then
I knew a sock was coming into
and,
this.
You know,
you put it in a sock.
Yeah, again, it's going to contain any collateral
material.
And then you
material.
Enter the banana.
Yes, then you enter the banana, which is already inside the tube sock, or whatever sock you want to use. Long, knee-high sock or sock.
It's
so the skin splits.
Yeah, it splits as you enter.
And then you're just screwing
banana.
A sock.
No, there's banana in there, too.
Screwing a soggy sock. Oh, my God.
There are some things that I don't need to know about you, sweetie.
Oh, that's not even the tip of the
iceberg. I know. Something I don't know. As your hetero life mate, you.
Well, you're getting to know. How about pies? You ever do a pie?
Never did a pie.
Never did a pie. I mean, you know.
Only virgins in movies.
Yeah. American
only
virgins
only
in
virgins
movies.
What about the warmed up bagel thing?
How about a deep dish pie?
Call us. Tell us what you're going to put it into.
Yeah, you remember that time? Remember that one?
No, never. Never a bagel.
Well, you know, men do have a harder time finding sex toys. For women, it's so easy, you know. I mean,
it really is.
Anything.
Sword,
yeah, cucumbers, carrots. They make so many kinds of dildos. They don't make any sex toys. I mean, are there any male sex toys that you really like that you
Actually, there was this one, like,
in the magazine in the back.
Damn it.
Welcome to the radio show, baby.
Okay, so there's this one, like, pocket pussy that I found.
Okay,
a
pocket
that
pussy,
was, that
right?
was kind of cool.
Do you usually like pocket pussies?
No.
I've heard
really.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah, I usually don't.
I hardly ever hear a man that really, really loves pocket pussies. Mostly, I hear men who haven't yet tried a pocket pussy who fantasize that it's going to be...
Yeah.
Really great.
No, it's they're usually pretty sucky, but this one was actually kind of cool. And
you remember the manufacturer?
No. See, this is where the story takes a awful turn.
Oh God!
Oh no!
Uh-oh.
Oh
God!
So
take an awful turn.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
Oh no!
Oh no!
So. So I don't
was
really,
it?
This is a friend of mine.
Ew.
Girl or guy? Oh, guy friend.
Yeah.
Must have been a guy friend.
Yeah.
And
did you sterilize that shit?
No,
or just
it was definitely
it?
Clean.
It,
I
it
definitely
was
cleaned
clean.
It out.
It was
I
clean before
it.
You used it.
Yeah, he cleaned it, but I also cleaned it before I used it.
And
because
then
I borrowed it. Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't want his stuff on my stuff. Or our stuff.
And no. Mixing the stuff.
I don't know, though. Those things are kind of hard to clean.
Yeah. Well, actually, this one was actually kind of easy to clean because the inside came out. But that's beside the point.
Do not share your pocket.
You're pieces. Telling
me. Do not
you broke
share
it, didn't you?
Pocket
you broke
pussy.
It.
I did.
You
I did
broke it.
Oh, God. Fucking too hard. Jesus
you broke
Christ.
The pocket. Pussy.
Not too hard. Just too many times.
Oh,
that, was
time.
That was why you liked it so
some
much.
Industrial use there. Yeah.
I was really nerdy for a long time.
What do you mean was?
Okay, well, I'm a little bit cooler now.
Okay, so I understand that you guys are married.
Yeah, that's true. We have a what's our favorite way to put it?
I don't know, a sexless marriage?
A working sexless marriage.
Well, a lot of marriages are like that.
I think so. We just embrace it completely.
Yeah. We enjoy each other's company, but are grossed out by each other's genitalia.
Are you really grossed out by each other's genitalia?
No, we are, and we have this weird respect of the hotness and awesomeness of the other, hence why we chose, you know, the other as our spouse. But ew, yeah, gross.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
Huh.
No good.
Have you watched each other have sex with other people?
Ew, no, gross, ew. No, we usually have to be really, really nice to the other person to be like, hey, get out of this room so I can have sex. Well, that only happens with you. You're like, hey, wife, I want to have sex.
Could you leave, please?
Could you please leave, thanks. And then there's a bowl for me when I get back, and it works out for everyone.
Aww.
I'm pretty nice. I try to be accommodating.
But I don't know. I mean, when you have actual siblings, usually you want to watch each other have sex. I mean, you want
to...
Anyway, I'm not trying to encourage you.
I never wanted to see my sister have sex. Ew, that's just
I think you meant spouses.
I really don't.
Oh, that's siblings. All right.
No, siblings, actually. Yeah,
no.
Siblings. Watch them have... Oh, I would always try to be spying on my brother with his girlfriends. Oh, my God.
No, I just wanted to beat up all my sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know. My brothers are you.
Ew, God!
All right, we may have Brandilio's track available.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Give me a few moments to play.
We're out there working on it.
And if you hear any weird noises, it wasn't me.
Okay. So, now we have a crowd gathered around here. Everyone's...
So should I, like, introduce it or something?
Get ready to dance or something.
Are we ready to have it? Is it here?
Is it here?
I'm going to find out if it works or not. That's the first
thing. Okay, so you want to tell us about it. What's the name of it?
So the name of the track is Where's It At, and my group's called Zack Attack.
The members of the group are?
It's Brandilio, Mr. Nine, and Chunk.
All our friends.
Just tell me when you're ready.
And the track's Where's It At. And
here it is.
We'll play it all right now.
Bring it on.
Here it comes.
Welcome aboard, this cavalcade of stars who crack stars, smoke law, and communicate with telepathy, sonar. But for those who don't know who we are, I'm the one recording in your warrior on your DVR. Sean, I've got R, and Mr. Nye's my dog. He's the one freaking the beats that go inside your song. And together with the team to put your money on, big game, I never lose, I always get my hustle on. Jack attack, hold it back and back, go, go, for the five. Back on the track with the heroin. Not okay. Goddamn. I'm a fuck ass. Addicted to crime, a rhyme in the way crime pays. And I wanna live and die in LA the hard way. Smoke a whole lot, but I don't like tobacco. I'm a hardcore kid. Tonight I'm pro-go. I'm the type of cat that'll rock a bandana.
You're a brave rap.
If you don't see the man,
I'm a loser. More like it. Say what?
Zack Attack with Brandilio, Leo, and Chunk.
The track's called Where's It At?
Where's It At?
Check it out on Dr. Steve's MySpace or...
Yeah, you can copy it. You
or
can just take it.
Or MySpace Music Brandilio.
Yeah. So that's great, Brand. So now...
send us money if you want.
Your next piece, though, you have to use vibrators and not guns, please. Speak easy. Come on.
Maybe you could do a track about the speakeasy beat.
Hey,
perhaps,
hey now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Maybe you could do that on there. Maybe not that, but maybe something.
maybe I'll make like a Radio Suzy, a blog talk song.
There you
go.
Ooh.
You know, the wheels are turning.
A bonobo song.
Interesting. I will go back to the lab and start working on
a sex party song.
Get in that lab. And
having the sex party.
Don't use the rats the wrong way. We talked about that on the Playboy radio show. About the lab rats. Okay.
Oh, God.
The gerbils. Anyway.
Ouch. I'm still scarred.
The sign on my ass says, do not enter.
Yeah. Especially gerbils.
Exit only.
Exit
Give
only.
Really?
Literally.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, maybe
no,
a finger.
No prostate massage?
Maybe a finger during the BJ, but that's about it.
Okay. Finger during the BJ.
Okay. You can hang around the entrance. You
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't come in.
Yeah, not a lot of...
never want to think about.
Not a lot of going in. Just a little.
Little bit. And
flirt with it.
You can knock
it's
on the door. Just don't come in.
Yeah. No
well,
demonic
we only let in small people.
Or animals.
No animals.
No animals. Please, everyone.
No whole creatures.
Leave the animals alone, please.
Okay, we have Frank on line two.
Oh, give me a moment.
Oh, yeah, call him.
Frank.
Hello, Frank. Are you there?
Thinking about how we're going to get close again.
Okay.
You know, a little bit of music, a little calls. Hello,
okay.
Frank.
I'll shift it the other way.
Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Frank.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Excellent.
This is Dr. Susan?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Oh, just been a fan so many years.
Okay.
Me and my wife. Just
Thank
wanted
you.
To say hi and see if I get through.
Well, you got through. You
call to say thanks for all the advice. All your advice has helped in the last 10 years.
Oh, really? Tell me how
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Helped. What's helped?
Everything's great.
Okay.
That's just wanted to call and say, love your show.
Thank you.
I hope you keep that going on.
Wait, Frank, do you mind if I ask, where are you listening to the radio show?
Excuse me?
Where are you listening to this evening's radio show?
The evening radio?
Are you listening?
Oh, actually,
I'm watching it. I'm watching Public Access right now in Los Angeles, California, Channel 98.
But where are you listening, or did you just call in? You know that
why?
You're
listening.
Yeah, well, I mean, it gives the number out. I know, I'm pretty sure it's recorded, but... I'm just calling because I was watching it.
It's multimedia.
And I just wanted to give a shout-out to Susan Block and say thanks for all the advice and everything throughout the years.
That's Sister Terry. She interrogates my callers. That's
I
why
can
we
barely
call her
hear
Terry.
You.
I don't know if I'd call it interrogation.
Interrogation.
Maybe it is, but...
No, that's
Excuse
cool.
Me?
So it's your
he
wife
can,
there.
We can barely hear you.
I can barely hear you. My wife, no, she just barely left the room right now.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Is she coming back in the room?
Huh?
Is your wife coming back?
Well, yeah, she'll be coming back in a few.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to her.
Oh, you want my girl too?
Yeah.
Sure. Very nice.
Yeah, we want to talk
nice.
To the woman.
Well, she's in the other room. I can knock on the wall and try to get her over here.
Knock on the wall.
She's listening to music as well.
Yeah, go ahead. Knock on the wall.
Let me see if I can get her over here.
Bang on the wall.
Let me see.
Yeah, get her on over here. Bang on that wall. Bang, bang.
On the door, baby.
Bang it.
Yeah, yeah. Bang that wall. Get her over here. We're on the air. Yep.
Hit it hard.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Cindy.
Okay, bang on that wall and yell, Cindy.
Does he know? I don't think he knows that we're
on
the air. Do you know that we're live on the air right now?
I'm trying to ask him. I don't know if he's
away. No, he knows.
Yeah, I'm banging on the wall. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're banging on the wall. Okay.
All right.
I heard him banging.
Okay, but yeah.
I was banging on the wall. Believe me, I was.
Yell Cindy.
But it sounds good.
Can you yell Cindy?
Hello!
Yeah!
He can't.
He can't.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! I'm going to fall on for you.
I love you.
Yeah.
I want to invite you over here. Where are you guys?
That's awesome.
That's beyond awesome.
I'm going to invite you guys over here.
Oh, very nice.
We're
going to
have a party on the 20th, actually, on Saturday night.
Yes.
A week from this Saturday, we're having a party. Big party.
Where
at the speakeasy.
Where's that?
Well, I'm not going to give out the address on the air. I'm not inviting everybody.
I mean, that's true. I mean, you can't do that.
No.
I'm not on the air now. I don't even hear
Yeah, you are on the air.
Are we like on a radio thing? Like,
Yeah.
Like pirates or something like that?
Some kind of pirate thing, yeah.
Just pretty
like
pirate.
Something like that.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm on the ninja area.
Because you're a ninja?
Well, I'm calling her. She's not coming. So
okay, but listen, I want you to give us your phone number when you can we put them on hold? We're going to invite you to the Melloversary.
Very nice. Is it in Los Angeles?
It is in Los Angeles.
Very nice.
In downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, downtown. I'm like maybe 15 minutes from downtown.
All right. Where are you?
I actually live in Glendale. What area?
Yeah. You're very close. Very close.
Very close.
Yeah. We're in a big loft. A beautiful fantasy loft.
Oh, shit. Should we come in panties or what? Panties,
well, yeah,
and
you could come in panties.
It's good. It's a different kind of party.
It's not really a sex party.
Okay, well, so...
But, I mean, we have those sometimes. But this one is more of a... Yeah, I mean,
dress
you can wear panties under whatever you wear.
Well, I wouldn't wear them. She might.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
But she should dress up sexy. Real sexy.
Really
sexy.
You should see what I'm wearing.
Oh, shit, I bet. Man, I see the TV all the time. I bet you guys are wearing something very delicious.
Mm.
Actually, right now I'm wearing my matching pajamas from Jess.
Oh, very cool.
She is not kidding.
No.
They have stars on them.
Totally wearing.
Yeah.
You're ruining my image. She's wearing a hot...
That
was
very nice. That's crotchless panties. And crotchless panties. I just ran around the house all the time at the staircase.
Very nice.
Always lingerie. We just sit around in our lingerie all day.
It's better to ride the monkey rockers whenever we want.
Loving it.
Yeah.
loving it.
So we're gonna invite you to with your wife. You have to come with her, okay?
Not by yourself. I will come with her.
The two of you together. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's Cindy, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so can we put him on hold?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know if we can put you on hold. So do you remember the number
you
called?
You have to call back.
The number I called? Yeah, I believe I do.
What's the number? Tell us the number, and that way you'll give it out.
Let me hold on one second, okay?
Okay, we'll hold on.
Maybe you should point towards your email addresses, too, on your website.
Yeah, then there's that. But he's kind of a TV guy. Right. Okay, and then we're going to have George after this. All right.
Or after the call, have a call back again. And
Frank.
213?
Yeah.
479?
749.
749.
Yes, 213-749-1330. That's the number. So we're going to let go of you. Call right back. And give us your number off the air, and we're going to hook you up with 3 tickets to the Melloversary this Saturday night.
That is such a high honor.
That is an elite gift we're giving.
We didn't give it to the other caller, you know.
Uh-uh.
No way. But we're giving it to you.
That is very sweet of you, ladies and gentlemen out there.
Thank
gentlemen's
you.
Gentlemen's voices as well.
Yeah.
There's some gentlemen here.
I'm
as well.
A fella.
And we have ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay,
well,
so
we'll
see Frank
back.
And Cindy at the Melloversary Saturday night, September 20th.
Who do I ask for? If I call back right now, who do I ask for?
Oh, good question. This
well,
is not a dumb guy here.
If he wants to call back tomorrow, he can talk to me.
Yes, Terry is really in charge of the Melloversary and all Melloversary-related
things.
But if you want to call back tonight, ask for Lucy or Heather. Heather can help you. Okay, Lucy or Heather, either one. And if you want to call back tomorrow, you can talk to Terry. But tonight...
So if I call back tonight, within an hour or 2 hours?
Almost
you
immediately.
Call back immediately, you know.
Okay, cool. And I talk to
Heather.
And if I call back tomorrow, I'll talk to Terry, correct?
Exactly.
And I can fill you in on all the details.
You know it.
Very nice.
I'm just the Melloversary.
Okay, we got it.
I will call back in within a couple minutes.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get back my wife around.
Yeah, get your wife.
Hey, baby.
We can interview her.
Back her around. Wait.
Sure, why not?
Do that. Just on the app. Okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you can all set me
wrong as well. I didn't know what you just said.
Neither do I.
Did you hear that?
I can barely hear you, ladies.
Okay,
well.
And if you want, have your wife call back.
Yeah,
have your wife call back.
Too.
Have Cindy call back.
Okay.
Okay, have Cindy
we'll
call
Cindy
here.
Next.
Within the next
I'll have Cindy call back
hour.
And ask for Heather, correct?
Cindy can just get on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Cindy should
bye,
get on the air.
All right.
Okay.
Cindy,
okay.
Bye.
Bye, Frank.
So I think Terry just
Frank
almost
got me all breathless.
Jizzed.
Yeah, I think she totally jizzed.
I maybe came a little.
Talking
when,
to Frank.
When you said she was in charge of the Melliversary.
It's true, and it's like the most beautiful sentence ever.
It's her little
thing. Well, that was while we were talking to Frank. But it was because I said, well, you are kind of in charge. I mean,
I am in charge of it.
Sarah is God knows where right now. You know,
I am. I've
she
boyfriend,
is the commander
boyfriend,
Riker to Sarah.
Future boyfriend. And last night you were telling people to move furniture. I saw that.
Number one.
Oh, it was great. I just got to tell all these guys. I'm like, do these things. And they're like, aye, aye, ma'am.
Yes.
It's great.
Straighten that rug.
And then
move that global lounge. Okay. Okay, George is on line one. George, let's talk to George on line one. George on line
one. George, are you not on line one?
George on line one.
He's
gone. Okay, he has no patience. Okay, we have Sean on line four.
Sean, are you there?
Hello, Sean.
Hi, Dr. Ruben.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Quick question. How safe is belching with a same-sex couple?
How safe is belching with a same-sex couple? I can't believe I'm hearing about belching twice in 1 week. You know, I was just on Playboy Radio, and the very demure and elegant Suzanne Wong, was discussing belching, and now here you have a very sweet and innocent voice, and you're asking about it. And it does. Should I describe it? I don't.
No, I am pretty familiar with what the act is.
Okay.
I mean,
what about for everyone?
What about for everyone else? Bran, you're so evil. So evil. You don't even know. This guy is fucking evil.
Okay.
So let's see.
I'm just saying that there could be some innocent ears out there.
Yes.
That have
no
idea.
And it does involve ejaculation. It does involve ejaculation into the area that Bran will only allow a finger.
Okay.
And that.
What a way to put it! I've never heard you phrase anything like this.
And this is why you have to pay attention to this show.
Exactly.
So you know what I'm talking about. And and then it is enjoying that as an aperitif as it is poured out of the faucet.
Mm.
Does that describe it?
Yes.
Okay. So so now is it safe? Well. Okay, if you're, it does involve an exchange of body fluids.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're having anal sex, which seems to be unprotected. It would have to
be
unprotected anal sex. This would be right away the most unsafe form of sex you could have.
Okay, but this is the partner I'm monogamous with.
Well, if you're monogamous, then I guess you can swap blood, you know. I mean, you can do lots of things, and if you're absolutely monogamous, then you should just enjoy the hell out of each other and send each other to hell.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because
but
this is your life, you're monogamous, because this is what we would call high risk activity.
Okay.
We being us experts in white coats.
Okay.
But it's true. It is high-risk activity, you know, not so much because of the oral part, although that's the part that tends to make people go, but more because of just the unprotected anal sex. And, of course, I should say that the rougher the anal sex, the higher the risk.
Right.
If you kind of ram it, and you're, you know, really breaking up the delicate tissues, you're more likely to spread a disease if somebody has one.
But I wouldn't worry about it too much, because
mm-hmm.
the girls in the really dirty videos do it all the time. Like the really dirty pornos.
Well, those
mm-hmm.
are high-risk performers. You know, I consider women or men or anyone that does that in videos certainly to be kind of like, a stunt actor or something, doing
like the Jackie Chan of
porn. Yeah, exactly. They're doing high-risk activity. And
And, you know, God and Goddess bless them. Somebody's got to do it. But it is high-risk activity, so I can't, like, say, oh, it's no big deal. It's like, you know, jumping off of a burning building is a big deal. And some people are trained to do it, and they enjoy doing it, and they do it well. And it's great that they do it for the rest of us to watch.
They even give warning at the beginning of the video sometimes.
Yeah, that's very
So if you're going to do it, I want you to make a video so the rest of us can watch.
And if you're in a monogamous relationship,
especially if you guys are cute.
Yeah, well, you know, my partner, it's like, he wants to perform that on me, but, you know, I do, you know, present to him the risk factor of it.
So are you the receiver?
Are you the cup?
Are you?
I'm a bottom.
Okay, that's
okay,
the
so you're
receiver,
the
cup, you know, the bottom.
The,
we have a lot of little names, the banana.
Yeah, the banana. The sandwich bag.
Right, okay. So you're already, you know, engaging in some high-risk activity unless you, you know, really feel confident that your lover is monogamous with you.
Working without a net.
Okay, that is very true, you know. He has presented me the idea of talking, but, you know, I do take that into consideration. You know, even though we do have a monogamous relationship, I do take my health into consideration and his health into consideration, you know.
Well, you know, if he's doing the felching, it's now his health because he's the one that's receiving that part. And then I guess he could send it back to you with a snowball. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can keep going around and around and around with this stuff. Anyway, how long have you two been together?
For the past year.
Wow, that's not too long being monogamous, but okay. You guys are, you know, kind of like stunt performers. So, good luck to you, and be careful, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Susan.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Aw. I'm a little worried about him, to tell you the truth. He sounded so sweet. Oh, no. He's the receiver, too. Okay, it is a little dangerous. Okay, who else is on the line?
Do we have line one, though?
Line one. I have all these, like, Caesar on line two, sex in an artistic way.
I can try to.
Let's try two with Caesar.
Line
like
two,
the name.
Hopefully Caesar.
Julius.
Caesar.
Hello.
Like the dressing.
Hello, Caesar. Salad. Hello.
Cesar.
Are you there?
Negative.
Cesar.
Chicken.
You
know,
just appreciate people.
It's Sean on line. Oh, Sean is on line four. That's the one we were just talking to. Safe sex for same-sex couples. Okay, and George was not there. Okay, I think we're plumb out of people here, huh? Right? Those are our people. All right, it's just us now. Well, we did talk about felching twice in 1 week.
And gerbils twice in 1 week, apparently.
Well, the gerbils were kind of, I think we brought that upon ourselves. I might have brought that up myself, but we were talking about
put it in the lab.
And I brought up the lab rat. So that wasn't that, you know, cosmic. But to hear the felching brought up from two completely different sources that had nothing to do with us, that came at us asking about, talking about felching and demanding that we participate in the discussion on felching. Really? I mean, I've
talking
twice,
about felching
twice I've been
against our own.
Well, not against my will. I could say, no, I don't want to talk about felching. But, you know,
it's being brought up to you.
It is. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know how I feel about that.
That people would be more inclined to talk about felching with you?
Than, say, squirting or threesomes or, you know, other stuff. Bondage. I mean, felching.
It's pretty random.
It's random. You think it's random or do you think it's a trend? That's what I'm a little worried about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm WTF over here.
You
WTF? Yes. What the hell is felching? I seriously don't know. I missed out completely something here.
You what's felching?
Yes,
you missed
yes.
my description?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, was it just a few minutes ago or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you walked away.
I had to walk away. There was an emergency.
Oh, you missed
my
Sorry. I'll listen to the recording. No, I'll listen to the recording.
Thank you, Joe. Please don't make me describe
again. No, there is no need.
You know, if you just tuned in, you're just going to have to hear the archived version.
I will listen to it.
If you really must.
I really don't care. So I don't even know why I asked. I just felt left out over here.
Right on that. That'd be pretty damn funny. It's
just I have this funny feeling it's going to come at me again, but, you know, the belching.
It might be belching.
I mean, there's, I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like bukkake. For a while, everyone was talking about bukkake. I was getting bukkake, and for a while, I was getting it a lot, and I didn't know what it was. And I was pretending I knew what it was.
I'm winging it.
I knew it was something like Japanese, like an origami type thing.
Yeah,
it had something to do with
origami.
Sex.
Sex origami.
Yeah. It's cum origami.
How about I don't even want to say it. I'm just going to not say it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cum fetishism that's going on these days.
Two girls, one cum.
No.
Now we're having cum fetishism.
Ignorance is bliss.
We're here live at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And it's a smoke-filled speakeasy, as speakeasies often are. And we're talking about sex, love, life, and death. Which category does Battlestar Galactica go into?
All of them.
That was awesome. That was a serious chorus of doom there.
We knew it.
So, Sarah Palin, okay.
She likes her gun.
What does everyone want to talk about with respect to Sarah Palin tonight?
I believe I said earlier this evening when I was seeing a commercial for the doll. Her little Sarah Palin doll.
Her G.I. Joe doll.
They already have dolls. They do. Yeah, that was making my hangover worse.
In bikini.
And I needed to think about something else.
American flag bikini.
Is there a Battlestar Galactica version of it?
It's pretty alarming. It's like I don't even know what to make of it. It's really frightening. But of course they all say that it's the ultimate. Sarah Palin is the ultimate decoy from Bush.
That's true.
Because no one is talking about Bush and the fact that McCain is following in Bush's footsteps. They're all talking about pigs and lipstick and guns and bikinis.
There is some current talk of impeachment on Bush. The average person is not aware of it, but Representative Kucinich, I think is the correct...
Oh, yeah, Kucinich. He's always impeaching Bush.
He's always getting somewhere. He's in front of Congress, we are is getting lip service at this point. So far, I've heard a couple of agrees, but I don't know if the impeachment has begun in any real sense. I think currently it's lip service.
Yeah, I think that Bush is just slipping out of here like a...
I hope he slips out is the key.
Sausage.
We might be being set up for
Italian
a long-term plan.
Michael in Pasadena is on line two.
All right, Michael in Pasadena. Here we go.
Okay.
Are you there?
Hello, Michael.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you.
So you wanted to talk about Ménage à Trois?
Yes.
Avec deux hommes ou deux femmes. My French is pretty bad, so let's speak English.
Sure.
With two women or two men?
Two women.
Two women and you, Michael.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
All right.
That's my favorite, too.
Oh, that's Terry's favorite, too. I go back and forth. Okay. So you have this... fortunate arrangement, or you are trying to get it?
No, it was just one of my biggest fetishes, and it just hasn't happened yet, unfortunately.
Oh, it has not happened yet.
Okay. For you.
It's so big, you call it a fetish. It's not just a fantasy, it's a fetish?
Yeah, I just, two beautiful women, and me, awesome.
Is this a thought that you need to become erect? Because that is the classic definition of fetish, correct?
Very good. Sister Terry.
No, I can give you erect on the spot with, you know, with a menage a trois or not.
You get erect whether you have a menage a trois. So it's not really a fetish because you could get erect with just a hot woman, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you don't have to think about another woman when you're...
No, I do
really
not. So, yeah,
you're
right. Maybe
okay.
It's not a fetish.
So, no, but it's okay. I mean, the word fetish is kind of changing, and a lot of people are using it in the way you're using it, which is just to mean something that really, really gets you hot.
Yes.
And that really, really gets you hot. And so, well, you said two beautiful women. Are you a beautiful man?
I believe so.
Oh, you're a beautiful man. Okay.
I'm a beautiful man.
Really?
You know.
Describe yourself.
Okay, well, I'm about six foot, about 215 pounds. Okay. I play single-A ball for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You play single-A ball for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yes, I play for the scout team.
Oh, wow. But that's pretty hunky. I mean, that's very hunky.
Yeah, and I'm Puerto Rican and white.
And you haven't done a menage
a trois
yet?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, man. That is the crazy
thing. Wow. So we could, well, I don't know. I mean, you sound like you're prime meat for somebody's sandwich. You know?
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, I mean, how about the single women that you've been
with? Oh, yeah, That's no problem.
That's no problem. But do they ever have a girlfriend?
Yeah, but usually their girlfriends, you know, they're just all talk, and then when it comes pushing up the shelf, they just back down. So.
Oh, you're hitting on the wrong girl.
It's all making sense now.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe you really need to get, you know, a woman that, like, really knows women that like to do this.
Like a wild chick.
A wild chick? What are those chicks like?
I have no idea.
A truly bi chick. Have you been with a truly bi chick?
No, I have not.
Okay, you've just been with chicks that have kind of teased you about it.
Exactly.
Tease.
It's cool, you know.
Tease.
Teasing is pleasing.
No, teasing is pretending to please.
Oh, come on. And then time in the world. I mean, eventually you do want to, you know, cut to the chase. But teasing is good. I like teasing. I think we all need to be teased. Men need to be teased because it makes them slow down. And women need to be teased because it makes us come around.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We all need teasing, really. It makes the world go round and round.
I'm down for teasing.
But, you know, you could take the next step now that you've been teased quite a bit, and you could be with a woman who's bisexual. Could you handle that?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Of course.
I'm a very
virile.
There you go. You hit the nail on the head.
Virile. I want to see your picture.
I would be more than happy to send one to you.
Really? Oh, God, yes. Send it to me. Send it to drsusanblock@gmail.com.
Dr. Susan Block at what?
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah, just drsusanblock@gmail.com. And no periods. Except for before the com. Or the com.
Before the com. Okay,
well, yeah,
got it.
You know, you have to have... Hopefully you're not having your period during the cum, unless you're into Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes, I would be more than willing to send my picture.
Oh, yeah. Michael. Wow, you're kind of quasi-famous, huh?
Yeah.
Anything to get
kind
of going, you know?
Ladies, this man is kind of a big deal.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, I wish I was there in person, you know, than, you know, over the phone. Because usually people that I talk to are just like, no, you don't do this,
Michael.
Don't do that. Until I show up in the whole picture.
Hey, Michael, any of those women that you go out with, could you, like, bring them to a really classy party this coming Saturday night? Bring one girl?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
of course.
If we invited you, would you bring a really hot girl?
I would bring a really hot girl.
Because we're going to have a really hot, classy party.
With a lot of, I would say probably a lot of girls that would be.
Well, then maybe I don't
a lot of girls that would be into it. But you should bring a girl. You shouldn't come on like a lone wolf, you know?
Okay.
Even though you might do well as a lone wolf. But I mean, you do even better, unless you're going to bring a girl that would inhibit you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm a free type of guy.
A cock blocker?
No. Yeah.
I don't like cock blockers.
No cock blockers.
No cock blockers allowed.
No. Okay.
It's more like a schlong locker.
Right.
Yeah, so, I was seeing your show on TV, and it's really, really interesting.
Well, thank you.
And
then,
you're pretty hot yourself.
Well, thank you. You're making yourself sound pretty hot yourself.
I'm starting to think maybe you are kind of a big deal.
Terry's getting excited.
I don't consider myself a big deal, but other people kind of do.
Right answer. Yep. Don't consider yourself a big deal. You can't say, yes, I am a big deal. I mean, after all, you've kind of been saying that this whole time, so you have to back off a little. That's good. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So where do you live?
I live, right now, I'm in between Pasadena, right there by the Rose Bowl, and in between Santa Clarita.
Wow, you're
I
really
I kind of live with, you know, kind of trying to fill out, you know, my roommates, trying to see what guys I'm going to live with and what guys I'm not going to, so.
We're in downtown L.A.
Really?
We're in a magical loft.
I will take my magical carpet and go to your magical loft.
Ooh, if you show up on a magic carpet, then I will... like probably lay down on it for you.
Especially if you have a little monkey named Abu.
Wow. You see, you've already got several options here.
Applicants.
If you're out of the flying carpet, I'm like, all right, if you can make that happen, then sure.
I'm going
to try to click my toes together and make that happen.
Yeah.
I'm not difficult to impress
or
anything.
Get that carpet going.
All you need is a magic carpet.
Yes. Minimum requirement. Magic carpet.
No carpet.
Or at least a nice lamp to rub.
Rub that
lamp.
My lamp needs to be rubbed.
Yeah, I can tell. So how do we do this now? What we're going to do, because we're not sure if we can put you on hold.
Okay.
I don't think we can. So do you remember what number you called?
I got the number to remember.
You have it in your memory, or do you have it on your...
There's always that redial button.
Did you hear what he said?
I kind of heard it.
Can
you speak up a little?
I think the number is 213-749-1330.
You're hired.
That's very good. Very good. You hear that, everyone? And by the way, all you crank callers out there, you're going to hell.
You're all a bag of dildos.
Exactly.
It's slowed. I haven't heard anything since the show where I went off. It was the last Skype show. I really wish we had that one. Like, do we have it recorded somewhere?
I think we do.
It was pretty epic.
Okay, so the last Skype show with the prank caller that was on there, right? So Michael, what we're gonna ask you to do is call us back, and then you're gonna give your phone number to Heather.
Heather. Right? Did the other guy call? Did the couple call?
No, maybe they didn't call. All right.
Heather's
okay.
My current.
Because we're not giving our address out on the air. So we're having this this event, and you should promote the event while we're giving away. This is a giveaway, right?
Yeah, technically
okay,
on the website.
So, okay, Terry, are you in charge of this? Meliversary?
I am.
Okay, so what are we celebrating?
We are celebrating the birth of melodramatic.com and the anniversary of 10 years on the web.
Okay, where's the sex?
The sex is everywhere, Susie. We
sound
are all
really,
children of
sound
sex.
Sounds really, really hot. It's that girl, Terry, she sounds
yes,
really
she's
hot.
Very hot. She
Thank
really
you.
Is, and she's the one that wants to lay down on your magic carpet.
Oh, God, Lee. And she'd be the first one to rub my lamp, too.
I wouldn't count your chickens before they hatch there.
I think it'll be a mutual thing.
Ooh. Oh, back to the confidence.
Oh, you can try.
You can try. Yes,
you can try.
All right.
He might be kind of, but I'm kind of a big deal.
A sensual seduction. Yes. The master of seduction. We're going to watch you in action.
You got it.
Okay, we're excited. So you're going to call back. You're going to talk to, you might even talk to Terry when you call back.
Okay.
She, you know, okay, you ready for that? Or Heather, possibly. Or Lucy.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to give her your number, and then somebody else is going to call you back. Terry is going to call you back.
Okay.
And give you the rules of the Meliversary.
You got
it. And then we'll see you this Saturday night, September 20th. At
got
the Speakeasy. Okay.
All right, thank you guys for everything.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Peace.
We had a star on our show calling in for help.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Aren't we awesome?
Well, we just love ourselves.
You were ready to spread out on his carpet.
Yeah.
It's been way too long, Susie. It's been way too long.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
And besides, that's a magic carpet.
Or not. It's a magic carpet. A flying fucking carpet.
Line one is Rob.
Line one, Rob.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? Rob,
you there?
Yes, I am here. This is Dr. Susie, and I'm here at the Speakeasy, and I'm surrounded by friends.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
So, you
for some reason, I can barely hear you guys.
But we can hear you pretty good. So can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay,
yeah.
So I understand that you wanted to talk about oral sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that, like, for you or for me?
Well, here's the thing. I like going down on a woman, but I just kind of wonder, how safe is that? And is there anything you can do to make it safe?
Nothing in life that's good is completely safe. Nothing. Life itself kills us gradually and sometimes quickly. So, you know, nothing's safe. You eat food, you take a risk. You put something into your mouth. This is into your body. You get it from the grocery store, you think it's fine. And it's got some kind of, you know, poison. It happens. It happens in life. So you put a woman's body part, something that's coming from inside of her, in your mouth, and yeah, you're taking a risk.
I can use the Dr. Susan Block sprinkler system. That would clean it up.
Well, you know, you can take precautions. You can make it, you can certainly take precautions. You can use sprinkler systems. You can look in the light, make sure there's no, like, obvious, lesions. You can get tested. You can swear loyalty to each other.
Vinegar dude.
Yeah,
you know,
like a
you can
dental dam.
Use a dental dam, right? You can use saran wrap, which is really just as good as a dental dam.
Yeah.
You're, you know, going for that stuff.
Where do you get dental dam?
You can get it at a place like Condomania. You know, at a sex shop like Pleasure Chest. You know, or you can get them online. You can get anything online. And we should actually sell them. Thank you. Okay. We should sell them in the shopping cart. Dental dam.
Somebody make a note.
But we don't, so I have to tell you to just, you know, Google dental dams and you'll find some, I'm sure.
Okay.
You really like doing that. I really like you for doing that.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah, I do. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that's a wonderful thing for a man to like.
Yeah, going down on girls.
Yeah, it seems like women, not all women, but I guess a lot of women seem to like it.
I think a lot of women do like it. I think if a woman likes sex, she likes it. You know, she likes a guy going down on her.
Or a girl.
Or a girl, right? I mean, she likes the feeling.
Or a guy and a girl.
At the same time.
Exactly.
Well, now we're getting very sad. We were trying to be very common before. I mean,
our voices got very modulated.
Yes. So, yes, but most women, it is a talent worth developing, becoming a cunning linguist. And it's nice that you want to be safe, you know, super safe.
Yeah, it was just something, you know, I just thought about it. But a dental dam, that sounds like it might be a good option.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I guess...
You mentioned porn box. Dental dam's the way to go.
Porn box, yeah, yeah. And anybody that you don't know or, like, an escort or something like that, yeah.
Okay. I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to word this because if we're on the air, I don't want to get you in trouble.
You can say whatever you want.
I think you can say whatever you want. I mean, you could possibly, anyway, get me in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's all kinds of ways to get me in trouble, so I'm scared, but go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever used a strap-on dildo on a guy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sigh, release.
Did you like it?
No, I thought it would be something so much worse. Oh, release. Yes. Okay. Yeah, strap on. Yeah, I love it. I think using a strap on is a lot of fun. I've never really had penis envy, like in terms of wanting one all the time for my life. I like having a pussy. I like being a woman. But there are times when I like to be a guy, you know, I like to be a guy temporarily. I like to kind of feel the power of penetrating someone, you know, and so, you know, it's not that I'd always have to use a strap-on. I mean, there's fingers and there's holding a dildo and, you know, other ways. But certainly using a strap-on is very dramatic and a lot of fun.
Well, I would let you do that to me anytime, baby.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have you had it done to you?
Yes.
Yes? You aren't quite sure, but yes. Okay.
What's that?
Okay, good. And many times? A lot of times?
Not really that many times. Just a few times, and it was more in like an S&M type of setting.
Oh, like you were the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well...
That's pretty naughty, isn't it?
You are a very, very naughty boy.
You naughty boy.
Okay, so later tonight, we're going to have to end the show now, because we've run out of time. Actually,
I think we have a few minutes left.
We have how many minutes?
Well, we started a little after 11, right?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Do we ever know?
I'm not
it's
really
90
sure.
minutes, and we're about at 90 minutes.
Yeah, we are.
It's a shame. What a place to leave off.
Wait, at the butt? we've been going, I would say we've been through and around
the
butt.
To bottom.
It's appropriate to at least end with the end, right? So that's
my only
the
friend,
end.
The end.
My
yes.
only friend.
Okay, so now we're going to play an 11-minute song.
Well, I'll have to call you next week or something.
Yeah, Rob, call us next week. Okay, absolutely. So you don't have any money, you can't afford to, like, call the Institute and have some therapy?
Oh, I think I will.
Okay, so you could call the Institute during the week, and you can talk to any one of us, or maybe a couple if you want to splurge, and have some real telephone sex therapy like you've never experienced before. And it's very intense. It's very, very intense, and we do you right through you.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Good. So, but right now we have to end, and this is just a show. This is just a show. This is just the skimming of the you know,
surface.
The surface of life. We are going to go so much deeper.
Okay. Well, thank you so
session.
Much.
Okay. Bye, Rob.
You guys have a good night.
Okay.
Good night, Rob.
Same number. Same
night.
Number. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Hi.
Calling from Phoenix. Hey, how are you watching?
On the internet.
You're watching on the internet. You're listening on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
where?
What?
Where?
Yeah.
On your website.
Oh, okay. So we're on Blog Talk Radio. On DrSusanBlog.com?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Rob, you're cool. You know, some people are just watching cable TV. You're here. You're with us. Okay. Thank you. This is Reagan we're listening to and not the president. This is the High Priestess Productions, Reagan, who is... She's a speakeasy girl from long ago that I'll always love. And she's making music now in Hollywood, but this is our special speakeasy music. We have yet to get our Brandilio music, that's coming up, but we have many different kinds of music at the speakeasy. This is Reagan. And this has been the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Susie 1. We love talking to you tonight. Me and Brother Joe. Controlling. Even though he isn't very controlling. And I like that kind of person to be at the control. And when someone's too controlling, it can be a problem. And Sister Terry, ready to ride that magic carpet.
Ready to ride. Good evening, everyone.
And look at Sister Jess and Brother Bran. They're so cozy together at the microphone.
We're two-headed monster.
You can't tell.
They look so cute. They look so cute. Anyway, thank you for joining us. And thank you, my darling listener, in your home, your mansion on a hill, your cardboard box on Wall Street. I want you to be good, be happy, do what you want, cultivate, pursue the pleasures in life, but try not to hurt anyone. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if it's just a banana in a sock. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Thank you. capital of bankruptcy and fraud. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. From our house to your house. If we haven't bombed your house, you have electricity. So then you have the internet. And the internet is an old technology given to us by the military. And they turned it over to us. And now, from our house, from downtown, here she is, Dr. Susie Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, troops and dupes, I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant, and I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. We're in the womb room, baby. Come on inside, where it's warm and dripping with pleasure and peace. Because outside, it's permawar, baby, in the bizarro world where people are dying because our dicks are lying. Isn't that right, Dick? Of course, there are lies, and then there are lies. Where's my sex president? There he is. Half a dozen years ago, in another millennium, in another time, another era, a certain U.S. president was impeached because he lied about his sex life. And the impeachers insisted, it's not the sex that's the impeachable offense, it's the lying. Right, Pinocchio? But nobody died for those lies. And now the mob that practically lynched Billy Jeff is running the country. Right, Dick. With the major media as their handmaiden and their figurehead. Nothing wrong with head. But their figurehead, George II, is presiding over a liar's club that treats truth as just another spin. Little W told a lie, not about sex, unless he's the one that got that overnight pass at the White House for that male hooker. There he is, Jeff Gannon, a.k.a. Jim Guckert. Male hooker to those who like a strong military escort. Dozens of White House overnight passes. Well, anyways, we don't know if Georgie Porgy lied about sex. But we do know that he and all the Bushies lied about the basis for war.
And unlike sex, which kills, you know, sometimes, but very, very rarely. I mean, yes, you can get HIV, or you could cheat on someone who shoots you. You could have a heart attack if you haven't had sex in 2 years, and now you're having it with some wild Amazon. But, you know, rarely does sex kill. Sex heals a billion times more than it kills. Now, war, you know, kills regularly. That's what war is supposed to do. And Bush's war is no exception. It kills and it maims thousands on all sides, and it costs billions in the midst of the worst deficit in U.S. history, and it serves as an Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's right. He's still out there. Oh, yeah. Recruiting symbol beyond our favorite terrorist. Wow, this dream. Just another dickhead still on the loose. So, which lie is the impeachable offense? A personal fib to cover up a botched blowjob? Or an elaborately orchestrated web of deceit and forgery and big internationally broadcast whoppers about vast stores of end-time armaments to terrorize everybody so the chicken hawks could play their war game? It still kind of amazes me, you know, that they succeeded in hoodwinking so many of our fellow Americans into thinking that Saddam, here he is, Saddam here, had real weapons of mass destruction, weapons of ass destruction, maybe, you know, a few dildos, I guess, along with his Britney Spears posters. But nuclear bombs? I mean, so what if he acted like he had something to hide? A lot of men do, especially strong men. Hey, I'm a sex therapist, you know. Saddam is the kind of guy who brags he's got 9 inches and then won't let you unzip his pants for feel your laugh at his actual 4.5. And he'd have to kill you for that. You know, I hate to say I told you so. But you know I told you so right on this show. And yes, now we all know that Saddam is just that type of guy, and we can all see clear as a day without bombs that our beloved commander-in-chief and his neocon artist cronies lied to us. So far, one of these neocon artist cronies has been indicted. Here he is. Scooter, Scooter Libby, Yale class of 72, yet another embarrassment to my beloved alma mater. What is it with these messed up, overprivileged Yaleys? Anyway, Scooter, living up to his baby name, just basically vomited all over himself in front of the grand jury, lying every which way, and even Big Daddy Dick here couldn't clean up the mess. Couldn't do it. So he said, "Scoot! Scooter!" And Scooter scooted. But the lying and the dying continue. Almost every day, Bush's war creates another Cindy Sheehan or two, a mother who's lost her child for what was that noble cause? Condi? Was it a mushroom cloud? Or a mushroom head on your dickhead? There she is. Something about a 9/11 connection? Something about liberating the Iraqi people who would then shower us with flowers? Lie. The Bushites are so infected with lies. I call it the fabrication flu. Every few weeks they need to invent a new lie, so the previous lie loses credibility. Libby lied to the grand jury about outing Joe Wilson's undercover CIA agent Valerie Plame wife because Wilson exposed Bush's lie about Saddam buying yellow cake from Niger, which was part of the overall scheme of lies to defend the invasion and occupation of Iraq. Libby's lie exposes him, but it actually protects other liars, all the planners and speechmakers and propagandists and architects of war who collaborated with the journalists from Fox's O'Reilly to Judith Miller of the New York Times, who disseminated the propaganda to the people. Now, all politicians lie, of course. We all lie, of course. The question is, what do we lie about? The sexual sin or the war crime? The personal blowjob cover-up or the ruse for the rape of Iraq? I guess you know which I think is worse, but me, I'm just a humble sex therapist. According to most of Congress, covering up a blowjob is worse. Oh, those awful semen stains. Oh, you just can't get them out. Much worse than the blood stains across the desert. Bodies, young and old, American and Iraqi, laid waste upon a pack of lies. And it stinks. In fact, if you're listening to me live right now, it started to stink so bad that the idea of impeachment has gone mainstream. That's right, brothers and sisters. An amazing 53% of Americans in a new Zogby poll support the impeachment of our war president.
Yeah.
I can't even find him. There he is. Yes, that's right. And just compare that to only 36% of Americans who wanted to see Clinton impeached, even in the heyday. Because we Americans, yo, we're not as dumb as we look, yo. There is light in the darkness. There is truth beneath the lies. There is peace through pleasure in the bonobo way. And there is sex despite the perma-war. And is this only one view I'm getting here, or? Okay. Okay. From the White House to the womb room. From a bunch of baboons to the bonobo way. From chicken hawk lies to the naked truth. Tonight we bring you orgasms, not ordinance. Bare beauty, not naked aggression. Body art. Sex. Porn. Painting, color, transformation, love. That's what we're going to explore tonight with our very exciting guests who I'm going to introduce to you in just one moment. But I do want to talk to you too, my darling listeners and viewers. So if you want to talk to me about any aspect of your sexuality, sex, lies, body art, blowjobs, my number is 213-749-1330. That's if you're in the LA area. You call 213-749-1330. If you're anywhere else in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, maybe even Central America, you call 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Or don't call. Don't even think about calling. Just lie back, relax. You don't have to cover up. But don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back with some beautiful, bodacious body art.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Revolution. And I want all of our Arab friends and all our fighting friends to understand that there are Americans that have a soul. We don't want to kill your children. Don't kill our children. Peace through pleasure, from Los Angeles, California. We're broadcasting to you live.
Could I have...
And if we haven't bombed you, if we haven't taken away your electricity, if we haven't killed your children, then you can listen to us. We're sorry. We love you. We love the world. And we are the breadbasket of the world. And we are the melting pot of the world. We've been fucking for centuries. And we're mixing. If we talk about globalization, then we must all cross borders and not put up barriers, whether in Israel or in downtown Los Angeles or across the Mexican border. We are the people, and we are Earth, and if Mother Earth gets mad, we're all fucked because she'll kick us out of here. Here she is, my doctor.
In my bed. We're still cleaning up the bed here. We just cleared a space for the guests to get into the bed. Michael and your artwork here, and perhaps Claire, if you want to come up.
Mm.
Artwork, you can
That's
come.
That's some weapons. That's what I call weapons.
Yeah. Move the dildo.
There's paratroopers down there like this.
Are you okay with snakes? Or you have a? Are you sure? Yeah. You don't want to have anybody who's not okay with snakes around, Evie. Okay, but sit back. Sit back. Come. Put your little scoop back there. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, now we need some microphones for my lovely guests. And what is your name?
Genevieve.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite like NBC or any of that. This is reality television. We're trying to find the microphone.
Okay, so... In reality, we have our microphones. Are we ready? Are we ready now? All right, I guess. Welcome back to my big brass bed in the soul of downtown L.A., Dr. Susie's Speakeasy. We're cuddled up in the womb room here in bed with body artist Michael Speciale and Claire Harmony. And Genevieve, the body. Welcome to Speakeasy.
Thank you.
Yeah, speak into your microphones. You have to get very close to the mic like you're giving it head, but don't slobber all over it.
We enjoy being
don't
here.
Don't paint it. Don't get it too gooey. You do enjoy being here. You seem like you're already enjoying yourself. You look great. Yeah, guys, good to see you again. We saw you the other night. You came here to survey the joint. You are body artists, and please explain what that means.
Well, we tend to, basically we just paint on people as opposed to canvas. We found that people are more interesting. It's a lot of canvas to paint, but we try to get a session over in like 3 to 4 hours, but oftentimes it takes us up to 10.
Ooh, for one person?
For one person.
Wow. And you choose the body as your canvas, the naked or near naked body.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are some that might say you do this for prurient reasons. Do you have any artistic reasons that you'd like to share with us to counterbalance that? I mean, I see nothing wrong with painting on bodies for prurient reasons. I think that's some of the greatest pleasures of life that are very healing. But do you think that it's somehow an artistic step in the history of art, paint on bodies?
Not really. It's, body art's been around since the beginning of time.
Well, that's
and,
true. Tribal.
You know, we're just taking it to another level.
Mm.
You know, we're currently working on a large project that requires 100 naked bodies, one at a time, but 100 nonetheless. And this is one of the models that has posed for us, Genevieve. And we've shot 60 people so far.
Wow. So, Genevieve, what are you supposed to be? Is there a theme to your art? Or can you describe her? You're the artist.
Genevieve is, in our project, we're doing a body paint tarot deck. So, Jen, in this style, the painting that she is in right now, obviously we can't use this for the shoot because we're not going to get good pictures. But she's going to be what would be the Chariot card. There are two sphinxes in the tarot, and one sphinx is male and the other female. This is the, how we would depict, say, the female.
Oh, I see. And so this gold and black theme is just to be sphinx-like?
Yes.
Okay. And can you kind of show the artwork a little more? You could stand up if you like. To see what the sphinx is like, or is there a position you're supposed to get into?
Yeah, actually, it would be like a dog-like position.
A dog-like doggy style. Okay. That doesn't mean you have to bark like a dog, okay? Just, you know, get in.
You're going to turn around for it? Does that make you feel good? Okay. Or you're just going to turn around? Okay, you're not going to do the dog.
No dog?
No dog.
No dog.
Okay. Well, thank you for turning around. Did you get enough of a... Well, let's see if my paparazzi got a good shot.
Yeah.
Maybe we need
shot.
A little pose here.
Give us a little...
Strike a pose. It doesn't have to be a dog. It could be a bird, as long as it doesn't have the bird flu. Cat.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's a pose. Very nice. All right. Very good pose. Thank you very much, Genevieve. We have another Genevieve here. Her name is Mistress Genevieve, though. Genevieve's her last name. Her first name is Mistress. She's a dom. And what do you do when you're not modeling, Genevieve? Do you speak? You don't speak. You laugh. Do you laugh?
I'm a costume designer.
Oh, you're a costume designer. Ah. Yeah, I see. Is this a costume? Would you consider this a costume?
Not yet, but Michael and I are working on an idea. I would design some costumes and he'll paint them.
And do you often model, or is this just, yeah?
Yeah.
But you're feeling a little...
I don't usually do anything in real light. It's all black light, usually. So
the real light is freaking
out.
Dark. I see. The black light makes you feel like you're in the dark.
You would only see like the black in the black light. Like the parts that's black.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
We would see in the black light.
Well, later on when we turn the lights down low, we'll see a little more of your design there. Okay. So you were already painted and you're going to be painting
right.
Someone else now.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you going to be painting?
We have two people we're going to be painting. One is Joe. And the other is Lynn.
Okay.
And Joe has posed for us before. Lynn has not. She's a newbie.
Ooh.
And like I say, like Jen said, ordinarily we paint entirely in black light, which makes the model completely disappear.
Right.
So
well, this time the model is very much appearing. this is an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a new experience mm-hmm. then. I guess. Or have you,
yeah.
This is the first time you've painted in front of bright
light?
We've
just never in front of the camera. We've painted at parties and things like that. And, you know, but usually our models aren't professional models. Our models are microbiologists and linguists.
Hey, microbiologists should be models. Come closer to your microphone
okay,
there.
Come closer.
Yes, you've got to, like I said, you've got to get very intimate.
I can hear it buzzing.
Very, very intimate, yeah, with that mic. Get right. Get your face right into it, baby.
Yeah, it kind of, I can hear the buzzing in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So you are going to be painting Lynn?
Yeah, I'll be painting Lynn, and Claire will be painting Joe.
And Claire will be painting Joe.
Yeah.
And Claire, you have painted Joe before, is that right?
Yes, we have.
And can you describe your thoughts and feelings about painting Joe?
Wow. He's a great canvas.
A great canvas. And what makes a great canvas in terms of body art?
Size.
I heard the man say size very, very quietly. Men always talk about size, right? I mean, but is that true for you? Are you
more canvas to spread my art.
More canvas to spread your art. So would you really enjoy doing like a really, really fat guy then?
For the right character, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, a lot of space. Uh-huh. So, okay. But the musculature in this case, does it give you any particular artistic feeling?
Yes.
All right. Well, you'll describe it a little more when you start painting. Maybe it'll come to you. Is there anything in your background that led to you becoming a body artist?
Yes, I've been doing art for many years, and it's just a new canvas for me within the last year.
Uh-huh. Michael introduced you to this?
Michael introduced me to body art.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure how I felt about it before I, tried it out. I didn't know that it would be such a great, fun project to, experience.
Well, I'm looking forward to experiencing it right now with you. So let's see. Should we have Lynn come over? Where are we going to do the painting? Right here, I believe? Is that it?
Well, we were instructed on the stage, though.
On the stage there. Oh, okay. I thought one person was going to be on the stage and one person was going to be down on the floor, but...
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do that.
Okay, so do you want to arrange yourselves there? You can sit here with me. Tell me about, if you were going to choose, like, a super sexy outfit... As a costumer, what would it be? What's your idea of a super sexy outfit? Something
for myself.
For yourself to wear, yeah.
I think this is as sexy as it gets.
This is as sexy as it gets, yeah. Yeah, open up more. Sort of show it off a little more. Yeah, and how does it feel? How does it feel to be painted? Does it feel like someone's caressing you or ticklish, or what is it like?
They told me you were going to ask me that.
That's what they told you. So you prepared a good answer.
I didn't. It does, but. Michael's a really good friend. So.
He's a really good friend?
No, he's actually my brother-in-law.
He's your brother-in-law. What? When you whisper, it's still on the air. So, yeah, okay. He's your brother-in-law. So are you married to his...
My sister and him. Claire and my
sister. Oh, Claire is your sister.
Claire is my sister.
Claire is your sister. I see. You know, you guys are totally into family body art. What is that all about?
No, you don't have to ask them. I love doing it.
Yeah.
And I know it helps them out a lot when I do.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever they need a model, they're like, oh, we're going to do this show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll do it. And they're like, great.
It doesn't bother you, or it doesn't embarrass you to be, like, naked or close to naked in front of family?
The first time, but not anymore.
And how did you get over it? Just by doing it?
Yeah.
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 And what was bothering you before you did it? What did you think? Think it was going to turn into something more?
No.
Do you think somebody might get the wrong idea? Or you just thought you'd throw up or something?
Yeah.
But you didn't throw up, so it was cool. All right, so now we can take one camera, this camera over here, and show the body art being painted here. Are we starting to paint? Keep this camera here on us. Here, sit up here a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
My whole bed's gold.
That's okay. We can throw it in the wash. Just relax. And this is Lynn. Here she is before being painted. She's already getting painted. Wow. And... is she going to be over there or up on top here? She's getting painted, okay. Can somebody hold a microphone by Lynn so I can ask her a question? No, not you. Well, on the other hand, yeah, you want to play with the snake? I think that'll relax you. Here, play with the snake. So, can I get somebody to hold a microphone by Lynn? Yeah, you want to do that? Where's the mic? Microphone right there. There you go. Talk into the microphone, dear. You have to talk into the mic, or I can't hear you. All right, Lynn. Testing. I don't think it's on yet. Oh, this is great.
Oh, somebody else.
This is really nice. Don't you feel like a posse entertained here by all these
one, two, three,
beautiful
hello.
Bodies in the light?
I feel like
exploring. Yeah. All right. So, hello, Lynn. Welcome to the speakeasy.
Hello.
You look great.
Thank you.
Very nice canvas.
Putting my hair in a ponytail.
Are you a professional model?
No, I'm not. I'm an emergency room nurse.
Okay. You're an emergency room nurse. Wow. Well, I can't wait to have an emergency. Yeah. No, nurses are very sexy. Nurses are very sexual, courageous people in general.
Yes.
I'm generalizing. There's a lot of nurses, as our governator knows.
don't even get me started.
Don't even go there. We got politics going on here. You know, we're not afraid to go there.
I'm the union rep for my hospital, so.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, you can do a union rep if you're the union rep. That's no problem, honey. Oh, yeah. Well,
ratios, patient safety.
There you go. Okay. And now that we're back from a commercial from the Nurses Union, here's Nurse Lynn turning her beautiful naked body. Do you work out?
No.
You just run around the hospital.
I do.
And those
really
white,
busy and I,
white
I'm on my feet for 12, 13 hours at a time.
Yeah. And do you have a specialty?
Emergency room. Yeah, I work in the ER.
Well, I think you could, you know, kind of relax a traumatized person. If
I'm
you
really
stood there like that.
I'm incredibly good at relaxing people.
I can feel
it. Yeah, because I'm very touchy.
Me.
I'm a touchy-feely type.
I can feel it, and you're not even touching me. I feel a vibration of sensual harmony. And I'm not just saying that because it's Claire's last name. It is emanating from you, and I'm feeling it in the painting also. There's a lot of harmony and the white light. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's my first time being painted.
It is. You've never been painted, never body painted, never, not even as a kid or, you know, just for silliness, Halloween.
No, two of my best friends painted my breasts at Burning Man this year.
Oh, there you go. You're not a total virgin.
They bartered for which breast each one got, and they had puffy paint, you know, fluorescent puffy paint is what I got painted with.
Nice.
Yeah, they were beautiful.
Yeah. Well, so they bartered for your breasts. One of them is more desirable? They both look pretty even to me.
I guess they just were overwhelmed at the task, and they just couldn't decide which one each one wanted. So.
Yeah. Well, Michael's taking one on there very nicely, very nice. So how does it feel? How does the brush stroke feel against your bare skin?
I'm waiting for the paint. I've been busy talking.
Ah. What is that sensation? Is it cool? Is it
it feels like
soft?
Somebody just took a bite of ice cream and then they started licking me. You know, because the mouth kind of warms
nice
up a little
cold.
Bit after
nice
it's
image.
Cold, and then at the end of the brush stroke, it gets a little bit warmer.
I like that. Very nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. So is it that image could be taken as kind of sticky and gross, or is it?
No.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's not sticky.
Is it?
It's not sticky whatsoever.
Sexy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sexy feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be ice cream. It doesn't have to be a sticky
substance. I like that.
It could
yeah.
be like Diet Coke.
Okay. Very good. I like the ice cream. All right. Well, I'd like to hear a little from. I'll come back to you, Nurse Lynn. Definitely, Nurse Lynn. You're a hot nurse. Well, yeah. I'd now like to hear from the man. The staff versus the distaff. Yeah, sure. Let's hear. Joe Gatt.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Very comfortable.
Really? That's good. Now, are you always comfortable in naked, or are you more comfortable than usual?
Yeah, nudity is not really an issue for me.
Not an issue. Or is it a better state than being clothed, or it doesn't matter? You're totally zen.
I'm easy both ways.
Easy both ways.
I spend most of my working life naked, so.
I prefer you naked. I think I saw you clothed. I think naked is if I have to choose, I'll definitely, you know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Not to say that I don't like your taste in clothing, but the naked is really best. So, do they paint your head too, by the way, or?
I have no idea what's in store for me tonight.
Oh, okay. And so can you describe to me the feeling of being painted? You know, you can be poetic, spiritual, political. Sexual is always good. This is a show about sex.
Every brushstroke feels like someone running their wet tongue across my skin.
Wow. And did they eat ice cream or?
Ice cream, a nice cup of hot tea.
So sometimes it's warm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. When they freshly dip it, it's cold and then.
It's a bit cold when it first touches the skin and then it warms up as the stroke goes along.
Very nice, very nice. This is a very, very sexy, sort of pastime, I think, it's feeling good. How about the painter there, Claire? How you doing? You got a feeling for what it feels like to paint Joe now?
Sure do.
Tee-hee.
Yes, it is. It's hard to improve on somebody like Joe, but I'm doing my best here.
Yeah, you're doing great.
It's not a question of
improvement. I mean, it's just creativity.
I'm trying to bring the what's hidden on the inside out.
The essence.
Ooh,
the essence of Joe is coming out.
What is the essence of Joe?
Well,
we'll find out.
Oh, the Joe.
We're still working on it right now, but you'll see soon.
All right. We're going to see the essence of Joe soon. Excellent. All right. How you doing there with Evie? You're having a good time? She's trying to run away. You want me to hold her?
No.
Well, you can't let her run away, though. Okay. You guys keep painting. Oh, I want to hear from Michael. Can you put the mic in front of the master painter? Mr. Body Art, or Monsieur Body Art, Michael Speciale.
Yeah.
How's it going there? I got you right around the crotch, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you were saying you enjoy painting the crotch for what reason?
Oh, it's funny.
The letter V.
When even when I was doing fantasy illustration, I always started in the center and worked my way out. So when I started doing it on people, it kind of translated to it. So I always start at the belly button and work my way out from the center.
So we just got lucky by putting the mic in front of you and we got to the push-push. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the middle.
How's this canvas, Nurse Lynn? How is she? This is your first time you're doing Nurse Lynn here.
She's one of the better canvases, I assure you.
Really?
Yeah.
And why is that? What makes a great canvas?
A tall person is better. When you photograph them, it's much easier to get the full body without them looking like a little troll, you know.
Oh.
Short people don't photograph as well.
Short people.
It's hard. Life's hard.
Very
cameras
small.
Are round. So
I'll stay in bed then.
Shrink.
And little deals. Yeah. All right. Well, carry on. Carry on. Keep changing. Keep changing. The night is young. I want to have my next guest up. Nia Smiles is here. I'd like to have Nia Smiles come to the broadcast bed. And you can just move over a little bit, make room. You just stay here because you look great. You know, yeah, stay. You can stay here. Hmm? That's okay. It's actually not that much gold. People leave much worse things up here. Believe me. Hi. Could I have a microphone? All right, here we go.
Yep.
And Nia, come here.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has. And you're looking lovely and ravishing in pink and blue.
Thank you.
And you have a little present for
yes,
me
it
here.
Is.
Beautiful.
That was
here
the,
you go.
A movie that we're promoting.
Hot Asian. Which way is this going? Hot Asian Lust. Here we go. Produced by, directed by, Joe Stinger. And let's see, so you're the Hot Asian Lust object?
I guess so.
Are you the Hot Asian Lust subject? Are you lusty? What do you do in this movie?
I have sex.
You have sex.
I suck cock.
You suck cock. All
and
right.
In the next one, I'll be on one end of DPing a girl.
Oh, okay.
We're doing the next series coming up. We're actually going to be, I believe, Joe and I are going to be DPing Annie Cruz.
Ooh. Well, that's something to look forward to. So whose cock do you suck in?
That'd be Joe's.
That'd be Joe Stinger.
I mean sucking and fucking.
Oh, sucking and fucking Joe Stinger. And you're a porn star, right?
They say.
Yeah, or are you a nurse? Are you an emergency room nurse? Or are you a costume designer?
I've been a wardrobe girl. I've been a nurse before too.
It's so funny, you know. Porn star is now becoming like a second vocation for a lot of people, including Joe Stinger, I think. So I've heard. He's a little mysterious, but obviously there are people that have, you know, double lives, and you know they moonlight.
No, I was just saying, I played all those.
Yeah. Right. But
I do porn.
You do porn. You're pretty much a porn star.
For 9 years.
For 9 years.
Yep.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Well, you started when you were underage then.
No, I started when I was 19.
Okay.
I'm of age.
Okay. Joe is already starting to speak, so maybe we should give him a microphone. All right, do we have a mic here for Joe? Can we get a mic for Joe?
Joe can share.
Here. Here. You can come. Oh, okay. You want to come on up here? Here, just, very good. Okay. Move on over here.
Well, I'll push you.
All right. So, Joe, you were starting to tell me about Nia's talents.
She has a PC muscle that literally lifted me off the floor.
Really?
I practice Kegel at home.
You do? Well,
yes,
you know, very good.
Well, I don't really practice, but I have a dick at home I practice on.
Well, you know, they have all these infomercials on how we should exercise, all these different parts of our bodies. But really, it's very important to exercise the Kegel muscles, also known as the PC muscles. It's important for men. It's important for women.
It keeps
important
the man home happy.
Yeah, it keeps everybody happy. It's really good. I mean, for men to exercise their PC muscles helps to control ejaculation. For women, it helps to pick your guy up off the floor.
Yeah.
No, it actually also helps to have an orgasm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that it's easier to
hold back and then
have it when you want.
Yes. Very, I count down less than 10 seconds.
That's
I
good.
Got it.
Now, you know, the painters are demonstrating their painting.
Mm-hmm.
Could you demonstrate a little something with your Kegels?
I don't actually, right now,
you can say it into the microphone.
not this second, but maybe later.
Okay, well, you think about it. I think I have a call or I have something, but I can't understand my engineer, but I believe I have a call. It's a little fuzzy in there, but why don't you put the caller on and hopefully we'll be able to hear this caller. And hopefully other people will be able to hear too. Our number is 213-749-1330. If you're in L.A. or outside North America, if you're inside North America but outside L.A., it's 1-866-289-7068. Hello? Hello? Who's on the phone there? You're on the air.
Oh, by the way, Susie?
Yes?
Since you're such a big fan of squirting, Annie Cruz is one of the few Asian squirters in the business.
All right.
Oh, yeah, she's
got to bring her down here. Hello?
I don't hear anything.
Do we have somebody on the line? Somebody on the air there?
Don't think so.
Engineer, can you tell me what's going on, please? I can't understand what you're saying, though. Okay, we're having a little time. Okay. All right, then. So, back to you.
Okay.
Well, can you give us a little modeling of your beautiful body?
That I can do.
That you can do. All right. Let's have a little music up from my DJ, maybe, to help with the modeling here. A little striptease music for Mia Smiles. But she's already doing it. She doesn't stand on ceremony. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Sometimes the body is a canvas that needs no decoration. Although you do have a cute little decoration, a tattoo right there. Very nice little decoration. And you are just so smooth, you take your pants off without removing your high heels. I am impressed with that. I am very, very impressed with that. Very nice. You really are a great little model there.
She's awesome.
You speak from professional and personal and physical experience. Be a little more descriptive, though, Joe. How awesome is she?
Well, the way she works the camera is incredible. She's a true professional. And a couple little tricks and everything. She really is really conscientious of making sure that she's always in frame and everything, and always looking back, and it's quite helpful, actually. Quite refreshing.
Quite refreshing. Yes, and I mean, those ass muscles are so beautiful. Gosh, I can just imagine the Kegels, really. You're just... No, not at all. Now you just relax. Tell me about your... Oh, I have someone saying hello. Do we hear... Is this a person on the air? Hello? What's your name? Lauren? Lauren. Can you guys hear? No? No? Okay. Engineer.
Lauren?
I've got a call on the line, so we have to be able to hear the caller.
Lauren? My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. And can I want my audience to hear me. I mean, my guests and my audience, for that matter. Everybody should hear Lauren. Can you guys hear Lauren yet?
Yes.
Oh, you can now. Oh, okay. All right. So, Lauren, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. What did you want to talk about?
I'm a graduate student at an Ivy League institution.
At what kind of institution?
Ivy League.
Oh, Ivy League.
Yes.
Not Lust at Veritas.
Excuse me?
Not my alma mater, are you?
No, another one.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. And I have a certain fantasy about body art.
You do?
And clay.
You don't want to tell us which Ivy League institution?
It's Dartmouth.
Dartmouth, all right. Cool. Well, you know, they're pretty wild out there because they're in Vermont, you know, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is it Vermont? Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild stuff. So you have a fantasy about body art. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear about your fantasy. While let's have one of the cameras on the body art and the other camera on us, on all of us here.
Up your butt.
We can have Margot's camera just traveling around us and your camera can go to the body art. Can you show the body art with your camera? Yeah. Okay. So now, what's your name again? Sorry.
Lauren.
Dartmouth? Lauren. Very good.
Lauren.
Mia is good. So, Lauren, what's your body art fantasy?
Well, I'm covered all over with clay when I'm naked.
Clay. That's a certain kind of body art. Clay. Like
mud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And usually I'll have a female mannequin with me.
Yeah.
And
a mannequin.
I usually have sex with it.
Oh, like a real doll?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Mannequin doll.
A mannequin doll, right. A blow-up
yes.
doll.
Yes.
Okay. And you have sex with the blow-up doll.
Usually like oral sex
yeah.
or anal sex.
See, a lot of people think that you have sex with a blow-up doll because you fantasize about being with a real woman and you can't get one, but Lauren here fantasizes about being with a blow-up doll.
That's a true airhead.
Wow. So, I mean, do you have a blow-up doll? They're not that expensive. The real dolls are, but the blow-up dolls, you know, they're reasonably
yes,
priced.
Yes, the one that I have is realistic.
A realistic, okay.
Weighs 50 pounds.
50 pounds, not bad. You know, I know they make the dildos, so I guess they also make the blow-up dolls, right?
Yeah.
And you have one right there?
Yes, I do.
You do, I thought so, right. And are you covered in clay?
Yes, I am.
You are covered in clay. Can you believe this? Who put the clay on you? You put it on yourself?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay.
Half the fun.
Mia, you seem to understand this fantasy on a personal level.
Not on a personal level, but I've been painted and stuff like that before and had been in mud fights and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a turn on?
Wrestling with a girl is fun.
Wrestling with a girl. And the mud, does that make
yeah,
it somehow and more like
makes
playful?
Dirty.
Dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty. Oh, yes, you respond to that, don't you, Lauren? It's dirty.
And it dries and gets kind of crusty, but...
It's kind of crusty, yeah.
After.
Right. Yeah, you must be pretty crusty now, Lauren, huh?
Well, I'm right now on top of the blow-up doll.
You're on top of the blow-up doll, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to now have sex with the blow-up doll on the air?
I'm sitting on top of her face with my dick in her mouth.
On top of her face? And, I mean, does she have anything resembling a tongue or...
Yeah.
I see. And are you sticking your penis into her open mouth?
Yes.
All right. We just need to get a picture here. Okay. And does she do a good job? Is this like, is she giving you a good Lewinsky?
Oh, she's doing a very excellent job.
Okay. Is Joe's mic on? Was on.
Do you feel the helium? Does she float away?
I don't know. I think he wants to keep her down. Do you blow her up yourself before she gives you the blowjob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So are you going to come into her mouth now?
In about a couple of seconds, yeah.
Okay, a couple of seconds. I like this guy. He's quick.
I'm a fan.
Go for it. Go for it. Yeah,
yeah.
Encourage him. What can we say to encourage you?
Excuse me?
What can we say? What sounds would you like to hear to encourage you? And then you make the sound of coming.
Just keep talking.
Just go for it. Go for it.
When you're having sex with a blow-up doll, who blew who?
I was there.
Well, he blew her so she could blow him. You know, it's an evening.
I'm coming.
Okay, he's coming. All right.
Yes.
We didn't really have to say much. He didn't tell us sort of a weak joke and he came. No, that's good. That's good. You're very virile. Let's hear it for Lauren from Dartmouth. Good to know our Ivy League is turning out such fine specimens. Just as long as you don't lie about it, Lauren, okay? And, you know, don't become a neocon. All right.
I won't.
Take care. Don't start any wars. Make love, not war. Be a bonobo, okay? Just make love with your blow-up doll.
I will. Thank you.
No. Okay. Thank you very much. That's Lauren from Dartmouth, and his blow-up doll fantasy, which is a form of body art. You know, there's so many ways to express your erotic feelings. And our number is 213-749-1330 if you're in Los Angeles or outside North America. And if you're inside North America but outside Los Angeles, it's 1-866-289-7068. And I'm in bed with Mia Smiles and Joe Stinger from the new film, Hot Asian Lust, Volume 1. I imagine they expect to have...
And it was really hot. We had no air conditioning on the set that day.
Yeah, it's summertime in Long Beach, I'm sure. Yeah, and...